Had enough? How to change your story. Here's a quote I love by Maya Angelou. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. End quote. But what do you do when you're burned out and confused about how to change your story and live the untold story you know is inside you? Stories are simply the evolutionary account of someone's life. Therefore, in every great story, the hero must experience a character arc. Who they were at the beginning of the story is not who they will be at the end. As an audience, we want to get lost in the hero's story, see ourselves in their story, and be inspired by their personal evolution. Luke Skywalker learns to trust the Force. Clueless's Cher experiences a makeover of her soul. Kate lets go of Jack's frozen hand to face her uncertain future fearlessly. And Shrek discovers true beauty is found on the inside. Stories resonate with us because God designed the human brain to process information through narrative. We love great stories because our desire to evolve is akin to our need for breath. Here's another great quote from Saint Irenaeus. The glory of God is man fully alive, end quote. To me, there's nothing like watching someone courageously step into all that God purposed for their life. Organic story arcs are built into the first part of life. As a toddler, you learn to walk and talk. Then you continue to evolve throughout your schooling, experiencing numerous character arcs over the years. In story language, this is known as the hero's first journey, which is all about developing self-sufficiency, and is usually centered around the approval of others who let us know we are, in fact, evolving. Unfortunately, after all the organic story arcs are over, you'll likely face a long drought of personal development unless you choose to enter into a new story arc, otherwise known as the hero's second journey. In a movie, for example, within the first 20 minutes, the story's hero will declare something like, I can't do that. I won't do that. Never doing that. As Hollywood screenwriters would say, if the hero says they can't, then they must. In other words, the hero must evolve. In contrast to the hero's first journey, the hero's second journey is all about developing internally, living by faith and in service of others. So, if there's no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you, but you're burnt out and confused about how to change your story and live the untold story inside you, what can you do? Great question. Here's my encouragement. First, when you're experiencing a long drought of personal development, burnout will leave clues for you to discover, like signposts on a map guiding you toward the untold story inside you. On the outside, hardly anyone can tell you're struggling, but on the inside, you're suffering. Barely holding things together. You feel a sadness, a quiet desperation, internal rumblings warning you something's off. But so often we ignore our inner warnings with intellectual reasoning, and as if that's not enough, most of our coping strategies simultaneously stop working. Ugh! I know this feeling all too well. These are the mental and emotional clues vying for your attention. Relationships are another source from which we can find clues that we're not evolving. More specifically, relationship conflicts, or the avoidance of relationship conflicts, or living in isolation to avoid relationships altogether. This, of course, can include our relationship with God. Our physical bodies try to get our attention too. In fact, sometimes our bodies know things our minds don't yet understand. For me, it was things like migraine headaches, vertigo, repeated bouts of pneumonia, and exhaustion, all of which I ignored and kept pushing through. Ultimately, my immune system turned against me, and I became perilously ill. Special note, I'm not suggesting that all physical symptoms are burnout related. That said, it's shocking how many of my physical symptoms resolved as I addressed the unaddressed trauma from my childhood. My point is that I believe mental, emotional, relational, spiritual, and physical clues are invitations to healing, purpose, and meaningful adventure. My functional medicine doctor, Dr. Susanna Mack, taught me that healing happens from the inside out. When we address the root cause of what's going on internally, we change the dynamics of our lives and live a better story. In every great story, the hero must experience a character arc. They must evolve. They must become willing to take action by faith and face the hard things. Healing is calling. This brings me to my second encouragement. Say yes to God's invitations to healing, purpose, and meaningful adventure. Our divine gift is the power to choose. But here's the best news. You are not alone. God never calls us into healing, purpose, or meaningful adventure expecting us to go it alone. The second hero's journey is about collaboration, establishing and cultivating a trusting relationship with the one who calls you by name, created you, and knows you head to toe. The one who gave his life for you. The one who knows precisely how to guide you through everything you'll encounter. Dr. Mack used to call my life a train wreck. And she was not wrong. For the longest, I felt such shame. Childhood sexual trauma and all the collateral damage cloak you in shame. But as I said yes and began actively pursuing healing, God began to untangle my soul and frame my life in completely different terms. Throughout Scripture, train wrecks are some of God's brightest lights. There's a new story to embrace that's unfolding within you. Instead of continuing to live ashamed of your woundedness, weakness, and brokenness, what if, in God's hands, there are optimal conditions for healing from the inside out? Optimal conditions for saying yes to this hero's second journey. Genesis 50:20 tells us what the enemy intended for evil, God turned for good, for the saving of many lives. So, if there's no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you, but you're burned out and confused about how to change your story and live the untold story inside you, God can change your story. Just begin by asking Him to awaken you to the different mental, emotional, relational, spiritual, and physical clues. And then say yes to collaborating with Jesus as he guides you in what's next. Here's my prayer. Dear Jesus, cause my friend to awaken to the mental, emotional, relational, spiritual, and physical clues, inviting them into healing, purpose, and meaningful adventure. Empower them to take action by faith and face the hard things, choosing to step into the hero's second journey, where they won't be alone, for you, sweet Lord, will be right there with them, guiding them every step of the way, untangling their soul, turning for good what the enemy intended for evil. Not only for their good, but for the good of others too. In Jesus' name, amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I'm listening and would love to hear from you. Please email me your biggest takeaway, insight, or aha from today's topic. If you don't have my email address, no worries. Subscribe below to share your thoughts, comments, questions, and bonus, you'll also receive weekly content and encouragement. No one should have to journey without encouragement. Do you know someone who could benefit from this content too? Please share this post with them. I'd be so grateful for that. Thanks for stopping by. Until we meet again, remember, trusting in Jesus, you'll have more treasure than pockets. From my heart to yours.